Thank you very much, Romeo, for this presentation. I would like now to invite George Nipoš to speak.
George. Are you good there?
Test. Mm-hmm. As you see the map up there, the kind of save our 10%, our last 10% of boreal forest. You know, I'm 100% saying no to the new route because I know it's going to destroy our territory. It's going to destroy our way of life. Why I say that? When I gave the map to that man, I wanted part of my trap line to be protected. Half of it is already logged out, no trees. That's why I wanted to protect it, because I have children, grandchildren, in the future that will see the land. And I just want to let you know about the environment part of the clear cutting. And you know that climate change, when I'm out in the land, all the growth of the things like blueberries and other berries that we used to collect. And when it's hot, it kills the plants that are growing. Sometimes the leaves they look burned because of the sun when it's clear cut. That's the reason why I want to protect, you know, all brought back. I'm standing there with the Saginaw and other Taliman that are affected by forestry. I know companies, they want their to make money. It's like that man said, they're going to get $5 million. And I know that he's not going to get the whole amount. He's going to give it to the government. And the Taliban, what does he get? Barely anything. It makes me sad to see that. He just like giving somebody something, like where you eat, your table, and you leave the crumbs for that. It does not look good for the Taliban. When we request something, the forestry company and the government, the environment from the government, they make a big thing out of it. They don't want to give the Taliban what he wants, what he needs in the land for him. That's why I oppose that road. There's not much. Some people, they just say, you know, as I know, ever since I had that enhancement, you're going to get money for your trap line to you. Yeah. we're going to get enhancement. But one thing, it's not free. It's not free. I have to go out and work for it, to go out on my chapline to do some work. That's not a, it's not given free. I have to sacrifice myself to go to work and do projects around my camp, and all the portages, stuff like that. So I don't get nothing for free. I work for it, even though I get the enhancement. Or if my dad gets the enhancement, then they should look to another perspective way to do other things other than that. And another thing I noticed, my camp, the wood is far all around the area. And when I want to go get wood, it's far. I have to go by four-wheeler or truck or skidoo. It's clear cut. There's no wood. And I heard that, you know, that one time I read an article saying that every native has to get a license to chop or cut wood in the legislation of the Beryl Moses Agreement. I thought that, you know, that was not a good deal or whatever. That's what I thought. Now that I have to get a license or pay to go cut my wood, and all my wood is all cut down. There's no wood to cut for myself to heat up my camp. You have to recognize the Cree people need what they need around their trapline, the hunters. That's why I'm saying that my son, my oldest son, is a trapper, hunter, and a fisherman. He lives off the land. He goes hunting and trapping to survive in the bush. He chose that for himself. I didn't tell him to go in the bush. He chose it. He wanted to live that way, just like our ancestors. So I just wanted to let you know of all these problems that we have with clear-cutting roads. It's just like when you build a road, it's just like opening a door to everybody that can kick you out of your trap line once they build their camps. That's what happened. One time I seen a couple of guys in the bush. I was going riding on my skido, and then I saw them. I told them, "What are you guys doing here?" "We're not hunting because we're out here to help ourselves to have peace." That's what he told me. And that's another thing we use, our trap line and our lands, is to heal ourselves for healing. Somebody to go in the bush, you know, when you lose someone, a friend or a father or daughter, you go in the bush to relax and enjoy the nature. You can hear the birds and nature, and it heals you when you're depressed. That's another thing that we use for trapline. That's why I wanted to protect that area, because there's a lake, river. It's just like turning, you know, like an adventure. Cooling it off, taking it easy, relax out in the land, and enjoy your life. Get back on your, you know, like when you have depression. That's the way we use our our trap line too, not only for hunting or forestry activity. We just want it. We want that. But some of the forestry companies, they don't think about what we use the land for. All that, all those roads that are on my trap line, there's a lot of disturbance. Like when I want to go hunting, while the trucks are hauling the wood, I cannot be on the road because I'm afraid they might hit me with a big load of wood on the trucks. That's another disturbance. It's just like the logging company chasing you out of your trap line. That's why it looks like. Last fall, when I was there, I went to see Alan. Could you ask those company to stop for a while? We want to go moose hunting. They stopped for a while, and then they start again. Nobody doesn't listen to the trapper or the hunter what he wants. If he tells you to stop hauling your wood for a couple of weeks, 1 month or so, they should listen to the trapper and the hunter, because he needs to go and get his food for the winter or for his family. And I don't know what Blanchett would do if somebody, the Taliban, asked him, could you stop for 1 whole month of your work? And some companies, they don't want to do that, because that's my concern too about the roads. And I don't want new roads. They have the old roads they use, but I didn't want to add any more roads to our trap line, because I want to protect what I have left, the forest, for my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren. It's not for me. That's for my family in the future. Yeah. Companies want wood to make money. But us, we want to save our land for the next generations, for the future. That's all I wanted to say. I don't know if you guys are listening to me about the logging companies should stop working while there is a hunting activity going on, like the moose hunting in the fall, and we have a goose break. They call it a goose break. We go hunting to hunt geese in our territory. They should, the forestry or whatever environment should look at that. Even the government environment should look at that. They should just say, okay, nobody goes working in the while there's hunting. It's dangerous. Why? What if you don't know if somebody's out there walking or working, or a truck driving, you don't know, and you shoot your moose or caribou? It would be tragic. That's for the safety. That's why I'm talking about that.
It's a very important matter. And we could, you know, decide that if the project one day was to go, there could be a condition. We have the power as a committee to impose some conditions. And one of them could be, for example, we've done it on other projects, respect the fact that there's the goose break and the moose break, and that we have to be respectful of the local traditions. So that's a possibility.
But me, I would say no new roads in that where they want to build a new road. If there is already a road, they should use those, not build a new road. I don't agree with the new road. That's all I wanted to say. I'm standing with the other tallyman. Thank you.
Thank you very much.